This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pressure continues to mount on the U.S. FAA to ground Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft after two fatal crashes of that type of plane in 4 months' time, the most recent on Sunday in Ethiopia. Add former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's voice to the growing chorus of those saying they should be taken out of service here.
Until not only the Boeing safety inspectors, but the FAA safety inspectors working in collaboration with Boeing inspect these planes and can give 100% assurance that these planes are safe.
Nearly two dozen governments have now grounded those planes. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's in a D.C. federal courtroom at this hour as a judge will be deciding shortly what his sentence should be after pleading guilty to conspiracy and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
One of the stars of the sitcom Full House will face a federal judge in Los Angeles today on bribery charges. Actress Lori Loughlin was one of dozens charged in a massive college admissions bribery case detailed by the FBI yesterday. It centers around nine coaches at elite schools around the country who accepted bribes from dozens of wealthy parents. Ed Sanderson is a college prep trainer not associated with the case. He says the tragedy is many students will lose faith in the admissions process because of these things.
They're working really hard, and they're like, hey, if anybody can cut the line and really just pay, write a big check to make that happen, what chance do I have?
A big heads up if you live in the central U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions, as well as flood threats and hurricane-force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country. Britain's parliament is scheduled to vote today on leaving the European Union without any deal for trading with the EU in place. The vote follows yesterday's overwhelming defeat of the Brexit deal that Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the European Union. Many Brits predict a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the UK economy, disrupting food supplies, leading to medicine shortages, and creating chaos at British ports. If today's vote fails, as expected, members will vote tomorrow on delaying the scheduled March 29th departure from the European Union. And Volkswagen says it's boosting production of its electric vehicles over the next decade by 50%. Its CEO saying that VW will build 22 million electric vehicles by 2029, up from its previous target of 15 million by then. And remember to check out our website. It's online, obviously online, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying your day, America. It's Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, the FDA is saying that consumers who get prescription drugs mailed to them from CannaRx are at risk of getting mislabeled or counterfeit drugs. Are you aware of this? Well, the former FDA Associate Commissioner and President Co-Founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest is here, Peter Pitts. Good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back on. Doing good.
Well, excellent. Let's talk about what's going on here. I mean, no doubt, as you and I have discussed previously on many occasions, the cost of prescribed drugs and people wanting to go to Canada to take advantage of what they perceive as a reduction in cost. I mean, there's some real cost here, but now we're finding out that it's not exactly what's on the label.
Well, you know, it's not kosher. It's certainly against the law. And I guess most importantly, it doesn't really even save any money. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting drugs from Canada, if we had a national scheme to import drugs from Canada, the Congressional Budget Office, you know, the nonpartisan arm of Congress that scores financially these types of things, said that we could reduce our national drug costs by 0.01%. And that's not even including the hundreds of millions of dollars we would need to set up a scheme to basically regulate all the drugs in the world. That's kind of the first point. The second point is that 90% of the drugs in the U.S. by volume are generic drugs. Mm. And generic drugs are cheaper in the U.S. than they are in Canada.
Right.
So that's off the table. And no one's talking about importing, you know, the more expensive biologic drugs that require refrigeration and cold chain storage. So that's off the table. So what is it that we're talking about? You know, this is a soundbite that has no practical reality even starting to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. That's not even getting into the safety issues, which is what the FDA has just kind of weighed in on relative to these profiteers who are masquerading as pharmacists at these companies like CannaRx.
Right. Well, and this is the thing, as you say, and we've been repeatedly telling people, you got to be careful, these 8-second sound bites. If you find yourself repeating these 8-second sound bites, now you start having the depth of a bumper sticker when it comes to really intellectually discussing these issues. And as you've just brought to bear in a short couple of minutes here, Peter, there's some, you know, considerations. There's more to this. And this is what we appreciate about this type of format and having you on is that, I need you more than for 8 seconds. I really need you to help us understand and to drill deeper, and this is what you always do, so thank you.
My pleasure. Well, you know, one of the things with this issue is, another one of the sound bites is, well, these are the same drugs that Canadians are getting, and that's not true. I mean, if you drive across the border into Canada and you go to a brick-and-mortar pharmacy, the drugs there are high-quality, safe and effective, just like the U.S. Health mm-hmm. Canada, which is the FDA equivalent up north, does a fabulous job. But that's not what this is about. This is about people getting drugs through the mail. And generally speaking, they're not the, quote, same drugs Canadians get. But these are drugs being resold to the U.S. citizens from other countries, then being mailed through Canada. So that's another, observation that needs to kind of get out there. And, whenever the FDA has done investigations relative to the quality of drugs being mailed to Americans, from Canadian websites, the quality is questionable. Often these drugs are mislabeled, misbranded, expired. Some are counterfeit. None of this bodes well for, any of these types of programs going forward with any magnitude.
Are even some of these drugs being recompounded? Possibly.
I wouldn't be surprised, and that's really scary. Just so that your listeners know what that means. So drug compounding means if you're taking oftentimes two drugs, a trained pharmacist can put them together into one pill. It differs in the U.S. from state to state what those regulations look like. It's a gray zone for regulation. Quality is always an issue. And, then adding the extra layer of ordering it through a website, that is really, highly questionable behavior. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about the business, the size of business, what are we looking at here, Peter? How big is this?
It's hard to capture numbers because these people are engaging in criminal activity. Mm-hmm. But they make it look like they're legitimate businesses. They make it look like they're fighting for the average guy who's trying to lower their drug prices. But, as I said at the beginning, these guys are profiteers masquerading as pharmacists. They're not pharmacists. They're just distributors. And where they buy their drugs from, they say they buy them from the UK. But, in Europe, drugs move across borders freely. So the drugs you're getting from the UK are generally the lower cost drugs from Greece and Slovakia and Poland. And even, the European authorities have said that this is the main cause of counterfeiting in Europe. This is the pathway that counterfeiters use to break into the legitimate supply chain.
Right.
And other places are talking about getting their drugs from Australia. That's pretty far away.
Right. Well, what kind of quality control are we looking at here when they so freely move across borders like this?
That's a good point, because we're looking at zero quality control. And what the FDA has said is that they absolutely can't. These drugs that are being sold to Americans are being kind of touted as FDA-approved drugs, and that's not true. I mean, drugs from other countries that are not inspected by the FDA are not FDA-approved. So people really are, taking a tremendous risk here, and it's just not worth it. Now, there are so many ways to reduce costs, and we need to look at it seriously as a country, but trying to circumvent the FDA is not even close to being the right thing to do.
Exactly. Well, people with common sense would hear this and say, why doesn't the FDA, do something about being misrepresented? But this has to be done at the we the people level, where we need to be self-responsible consumers and be aware. And this is why you're telling us today about what's going on. And this announcement from the FDA is saying, look, we got to get it. We've got to let consumers know what is going on, particularly with CanRx. Because as they noted, they work with about 500 cities, counties, school districts. I mean, wow, private employers. And they are well penetrated here.
Well, the first thing is, why shouldn't U.S. companies and why shouldn't U.S. counties and cities do business with CanRx? And the first answer is it's illegal. Mm-hmm. And if people want to change the law, they should work to change the law. But it's illegal. And therefore, I think that's step one. It's irresponsible. Secondly, there's no quality control. I mean, Health Canada has said that they do not take responsibility for drugs coming in from Canada into the U.S. So if something goes wrong, if the drug is recalled, if there's safety problems, and we read about these things all the time, it happens in a foreign country, who notifies American patients? How do American doctors know what their patients are swallowing? I mean, there are holes in this 100 ways to Sunday, but I think that if I were a county commissioner or the mayor of a city and someone brought stuff to my attention, I would say, hey, first of all, it's illegal. Secondly, the quality is suspect. And thirdly, do we really want to give these products to city and state employees, people that are working hard to keep people safe and live their lives? It's punishing the people that are the most important, to our system, which is those who help facilitate local government.
Right. And again, it's illegal. Why do you think it's illegal? For all the very things that you said in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 here. It's a no-brainer. But when we come back, Peter, I want you to help us identify you know, a CannaRx product? I mean, do we know if we're getting these from the doctors here? Are they relabeling them here? Or is there, and of course, if they're doing something illegal, then you got to know they're going to do all kinds of surreptitious things in order to misidentify. I mean, they're misidentifying the product, so why wouldn't they misidentify themselves, right? Exactly. So when we come back, more from Peter Pitts on this issue. Stay with us, America. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation, okay? Let us know your thoughts at BMartinezLive. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, in a letter sent last week to CannaRx, the FDA said the company has sent unapproved and misbranded drugs to U.S. consumers, jeopardizing patient safety. The FDA also urged consumers not to use any medicines from CannaRx, which works with about 500 cities, counties, school districts, and private employers in the United States to arrange drug purchases. Now, some of these employers started using the service as far back as 2004. And as Peter Pitts had explained earlier, prices of drugs from overseas pharmacies can be as much as 70% lower than what people say in the U.S. because the costs are regulated by the foreign governments. And Peter Pitts continues with us. Peter, how can we identify these products from CannaRx, because we're given notice that this is dangerous. This is a bit of Russian roulette. We may be playing with our own health by being involved in taking these drugs distributed by CannaRx, right?
That's absolutely right. Really becomes a caveat emptor type of situation. You know, when you get your drugs through the mail, as many of us do, I certainly do. Mm-hmm. How often do you really look at where it's coming from or looking at the label? You generally don't. And when it comes from your employer, you feel that they're doing the right thing. They wouldn't send you bad drugs. But, you know, as I mentioned before, you CannaRx, you know, it's not even a licensed Canadian pharmacy. So there's no brick and mortar store that you can check out. And that's mm-hmm. what Health Canada doesn't assure the quality or the safety or the effectiveness of these products. And I think what's even more scary is when you get drugs from a foreign country, what this company does and other similar, you know, kind of profiteers do is they have to get doctors in those countries, whether it's Canada or Europe or the UK or Australia, to write a prescription. So you have doctors writing prescriptions for serious medicines, and they've never even, nor will they ever, see the patient whose prescription is there.
There's no patient attached to that. Right, exactly.
What's wrong with this picture? And you have doctors I know in Canada are often paid $5 for every prescription they co-sign without ever seeing a patient. You know, these are medicine mills, and, you know, they need to be shut down. The FDA is really doing its best to get that done. But again, you know, the soundbite of quote-unquote cheaper drugs from Canada is a potent and mystical potion.
Right. And I think that's something, and you and I have discussed this on several occasions, Peter, and that myth needs to be squashed once and for all, because we're delusional to think that's the case. But the ambition in our country still is to find a way. Peter, if you were in control, how could you deliver drugs more efficiently?
Well, if I could wave my magic wand, what I would do is I'd recognize, recognizing that, the drug delivery system is an ecosystem. And, you know, and ultimately you want to lower costs to patients when they go to the pharmacy to pick up their drugs. And right now that means in the U.S. lower copays and lower coinsurance. And there's a lot of discussion now in Washington about focusing on the middleman, who brings no public health value to the conversation, but takes a lot of money out of it. And the rebates they get from the drug companies are not passed along to consumers.
Right.
And there are discussions now in Washington to change that around so that if a drug company offers a middleman 25, 30, 40%, which is not unusual, that the patient sees a fair share of that in the form of lower copays. Because when people say my drugs are too expensive, they don't mean the list price that's listed in the Wall Street Journal. They mean the price they pay for their copay at the pharmacy. That's got to come down, and there are ways to do it, and the government's trying. But getting drugs from Canada or other countries is just it's a fake solution.
And, right.
You know, it's a soundbite solution. You know, Mark Twain said for every complex problem like drug pricing, there's a simple solution like drug importation, and it's usually wrong. And that's certainly the case here. Not only is it wrong, but it's dangerous.
Well, Peter, because of your background as, as a former FDA associate commissioner, I think you realize that if the problem is going to be fixed, it's going to be fixed here in the country. But we got to keep it out of the political vein at the same time, because meanwhile, you've got people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. You know, they see this as a hot topic and they grab onto this. You know, it's a shiny thing for them to grab on. But they're out there adding to the misinformation, and we need to bring it down to a level to where we can intellectually and appropriately address the issue. Do we not?
We do. And you think to yourself, what else do you have to say beyond it's illegal, it's unsafe, and it won't save you any money?
Right.
People cognitively can't hear things they don't want to believe. Mm-hmm. And you have people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and to be quite frank, the president as well, talking about drug importation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people believe what they want to believe, and we have to continue to use the bully pulpit to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Now, these health rebates that you talked about, I want to go back to that because we touched on this a little bit the last time you and I discussed this. The kind of money that they're taking as middlemen, I mean, it's unconscionable. So how do you control that?
I mean, we're talking about, trillions of dollars.
Yes.
The way you control it, I think the best way to do it is through a free market mechanism. And, certainly, the government in the U.S. is the biggest purchaser of medicines in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they work through prescription benefit managers. And what the government has said is, from now on, you simply can't pocket 100% of these rebates. You need to pass them along to the patient. So that's starting. And then also they want to do away with what's called a safe harbor. So a safe harbor means when does a rebate become a kickback, which is illegal?
Mm.
And it's a rebate now versus a kickback because it's covered by the safe harbor designation. And the federal government wants to make that go away.
Mm.
But, there are powerful lobbying interests at play here. It should happen. It's getting pretty good, notice in Congress and among doctors and patients. But the insurance industry, wants to keep their baby going strong, so it's going to be a battle, but it's one worth fighting.
Well, nobody likes having their cheese moved. We know that. So, in something like this, I mean, this is expensive cheese that we're moving around. A lot of money involved here. So, as you say, and they've had quite a hold on the industry and the marketplace because they've been doing this for so long and lots of money, and so they have fortified their positions quite well. So, as you say, we're going to have to chip away at this a little bit at a time. Otherwise, we're going to end up in something real crazy. And that's what concerns me, especially, here we are, we're going in. Look at how far away we are from the 2020 elections. And, our TVs are being bombarded with political stuff already. And it's like, man, this is going to be insane. And the hyperbole is just going to be on steroids now, even more so.
That's right. When it comes to drug importation, many states, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, have tried it and it's failed. It's not safe. It doesn't save money. People don't want it
right.
When they learn what it's all about. And in some states, I think in Wisconsin, the state said, if you're getting these drugs that we're going to offer you from foreign countries, we're not even going to accept any liability if something goes wrong. So,
wow.
When the lawyers get a hold of these things, they see the Swiss cheese nature of them pretty quick.
Right, exactly. Well, buyer beware. I mean, I don't know what else we can say, Peter. I mean, the warning has been put out. So for those of you that are getting your drugs in the mail, you want to make sure if it's, CanRx. And now, does CanRx have to identify themselves on the package, or is this done in some other ways, Peter?
CanRx, as I mentioned earlier, is not a licensed pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that they make it look like it's a licensed pharmacy. But it's very important, I think, that people understand where their drugs come from. And if they've got any suspicions, to absolutely talk to their doctor about it.
Okay. So they could take something they got in the mail and take it to their doctor and say, okay, can you identify this? And if the doctor says, I can't, then, you're putting your health at risk and that, right?
If you're taking drugs for, say, high blood pressure and it's been effective and all of a sudden your doctor says, gee, your blood pressure is a little higher than usual, are you taking your meds? Should the doctor have to then ask, by the way, are you getting them from Canada? It's
right.
One more thing that a doctor has to do, and that's going to be a tough sell for doctors.
Well, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we must be warned. The FDA has already said the consumers who get prescription drugs mailed to them via CanRx are at risk of getting mislabeled or counterfeit drugs. I got to imagine there's other distributors like CanRx out there. Are there not, Peter?
There are, and they are profiteers masquerading as pharmacists. The American public needs to be aware that they're in it for the money, not to help anybody, and caveat emptor is very bad health care policy.
Well, Peter, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it. He is the former FDA Associate Commissioner, President, Co-Founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Thank you, Peter.
My pleasure.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pressure continues to mount on the U.S. FAA to ground Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft after two fatal crashes of that type of plane in 4 months' time, the most recent on Sunday in Ethiopia. Add former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's voice to the growing chorus of those saying they should be taken out of service here.
Until not only the Boeing safety inspectors, but the FAA safety inspectors, working in collaboration with Boeing, inspect these planes and can give 100% assurance that these planes are safe.
Nearly two dozen governments have now grounded those planes. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's in a D.C. federal courtroom at this hour as a judge will be deciding shortly what his sentence should be after pleading guilty to conspiracy and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, hope you're having fun. I am. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez here. So much happening in your world. We're still waiting right now, even on as we're talking at this very moment on the extra sentencing, the additional sentencing of one Paul Manafort. And also people's heads are spinning with the news that, you know, some of the news is coming out of that closed door meeting with Lisa Page. Saying, look at the Obama Department of Justice said to stand down on these emails relevant to Hillary Clinton. But we'll be talking more about that. But right now, are you ready to talk 5G? Huh? Really, it's, I mean, we're excited about what's happening is that 5G technology is here, and here to tell us all about it is the mobile network expert himself, the Vice President of Network for Verizon. Mike Haberman joins us. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. There's been, as I suggested, lots of discussion and excitement and buzz, if you say, during the last few years about how 5G technology is going to change our lives. Well, you may have heard that 5G has finally arrived, and so this is why Mike is here to tell us all about it. So explain in the most neophyte of terms, because we're simple people, very intelligent, but simple people. What is 5G, Mike?
Sure. Let me start out with 5G is an acronym. So what does it really mean? It's actually the fifth generation technology. LTE, what most people are currently on, is the fourth generation. If you go all the way back, the first generation technology was analog. So the question is, what's different between 5G and 4G? With each generation, typically the speed goes up by a factor of 10. And when 5G is delivering in speeds well in excess of that, so certainly it's delivering that. The second thing, I'll say a technical term, but I'll define it, latency. It's going to become something that is a lot more noticeable to people. And what latency is it's the amount of time that it takes information to get from your phone to the network and from the network back to the phone. And what we're aiming to do is to do that in a blink of an eye. So what that means is we're making the network become real time, right? So that's a little different. Most systems out there are not necessarily real time. And then the third thing we're doing is sort of the Internet of Things. And the way to think of that is people want to put sensors in all sorts of things, and they want to enable it with 5G chips. And those can connect to our network. So we're building the system to be able to handle a large amount of these sensors. All right? So that's really, in essence, what 5G is bringing to the table. We're specifically bringing the ultra wideband, which is a, which is the best 5G technology to the market. And what that really is going to do, because all those attributes for the system are great, but the question is, what's it going to do for the customer, both business and consumer? And the way I think about it, in one of the more popular things that people talk about is smart cities. So having all these sensors, being able to manage traffic, pollution, lighting, garbage, all the services the city provides, you could enable that a lot better with 5G and how you're going about doing to make it more efficient. The other thing that comes to mind is augmented reality and virtual reality. Think about it. Instead of driving, 2 hours and meeting with somebody, if I could do something VR-wise and have that same feeling of being there, if I can see the expression on somebody's faces and how they're reacting to what I'm seeing, that's extremely valuable. So that technology, while it's been talked about for a little while, really be taken to another level with 5G, because now it has what you really need to make it work. And then think about that virtual reality. If you could use it in the classroom, students could go anywhere in the world by sitting in their classroom and really take that immersive learning to another level. And then, you get things like remote surgery, gaming, and, of course, autonomous vehicles. You can enhance the ability of autonomous vehicles to see issues coming before they actually happen. So very excited to see that happen. We actually have 5G labs. We have five of them across the country that we have developers in, and they're using the 5G technology to come up with all sorts of neat applications to really better both consumers and businesses.
Hey, Mike, I want to clear up the thing, I may have gotten some misunderstanding on latency, because when I hear latency, I think most people, even though you say that's a technical term, that usually equates to delay. But you're saying that when you're using latency, you're saying that is through 5G, you have less latency and it becomes more real time. Did I understand that correctly? Is that fair?
You understand it correctly. We designed 5G to have less latency in the system. And we're also taking advantage of, our compute infrastructure and where it's located in our network to cut down on latency as much as we possibly can.
Well, I am a, full disclosure, I do rely on Verizon. Verizon is my choice for all our phones here at Bill Martinez Live. And so we're grateful. But how do people get 5G, and where is it available, and when?
Sure. Well, we're launching in more than 30 markets in 2019. We've announced two of the cities today, Chicago in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So we will be going live there. We will continue to announce cities as we go along. Verizon has been the leader in 5G. We will continue to be the leader in deploying it. We also were the leader in the 5G home service, which is available in four markets as well. And as far as the devices go, we today announced that you can pre-order the Motorola Z3 on March 14th tomorrow. So you'll be able to pre-order it with the mod. And then on April 11th, you will fulfill the order, and then you will get your 5G device, and you'll be able to use it in those two markets. Okay. And then as other markets come on, it will work in those. It's important to remember that on this device and other 5G devices, they all have 4G in them, so they're all backwardsly compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So, so as we deploy the network, as we go through it, the device, if 5G is there, it'll take advantage of it. If it's not, then it'll work on 4G, LTE Advanced, and have all our great 4G features, because 4G is going to be out there for quite some time.
So, exactly.
It's really a nice nice package.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, for those of us that are 4G restricted now we have this sense of restriction, so we're going to want to upgrade. Will we notice any difference until we go 5G, or is it just, as you say, pretty seamless?
It's pretty seamless. You'll notice when you go to 5G the throughput, obviously, you get, the speed you get, and also just the sort of the snappiness of the device,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, that'll be the first couple things. That'll be the first couple things you notice.
Mm-hmm. So for the average consumer, the 5G is really going to change their world, is it not?
We believe it's going to introduce the fourth industrial revolution. Because think about it. Think about what wireless has done over the last 10 or 15 years. Think of, how much more efficient people are in their business and their home lives, the ability to get things done on the road, ability to do things from wherever you're going. Well, now if you take 5G ultra wideband, right, and now I can virtually meet anybody at any time, think of how much more efficient that's going to mean to me. And that's just one of the applications, right? So we're out to continue to improve businesses and consumers' lives and how they go about living it, because this technology will make that happen.
Mm-hmm. So Chicago, Minneapolis, the first two to roll out, lucky for them, and the rest will be rolling out in the coming months throughout this year, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Mike Haberman, where can they go for more information?
You can go to our website, verizon.com/5G. We spent a lot of time putting a lot of good information
there. He is the mobile network expert, Vice President of Networks for Verizon, Mike Haberman. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting when I cannot.
Here just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I know this sounds kind of heavy. We just went from 5G. Now we're going to be talking about AI. We've gone totally tech on you, but hey, you're smart enough. You can handle this stuff. We're going to be talking about how algorithms are shaping our lives and how they and how we can stay in control. Okay, I mean they're overcoming us. You might as well be aware of this. This is you know when we're in an economy and we're in a culture now that is controlled by data, and data is becoming king, you need to be aware of it. Our next guest, Karthik Hozanigar, has written the book, A Human's Guide to Machine Intelligence. I know, we read about this many, many years ago, and we saw it on horizons. We saw it in the movies that were coming our way, that saying that the machines were going to take over. Karthik Hozanigar is a Wharton professor and tech entrepreneur, and he's going to explain how these algorithms and artificial intelligence are influencing every aspect of our lives and how we can shape the way they impact us. Karthik, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks for having me on the show.
Wow, very cool. I love this. I'm so glad that you have written this book because, you know, we hear so much about AI and how it has pervaded our lives. And it's like, okay, what are we going to do with this? And you've given us a great book here and a great study so that we know how to be in control as opposed to just giving up and saying, well, the machines are taking over, I surrender, right?
Yeah, that's right. The idea is that, you know, these algorithms are making so many decisions for us and about us. Sometimes we see it and sometimes we don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of us have experienced, for example, going to Amazon and seeing recommendations or Netflix. At Amazon, over a third of our choices are affected by algorithmic recommendations. At Netflix, over 80% of our viewing activity
is determined by algorithmic recommendations. And these systems are also influencing who we date and marry because, for example, on Tinder, almost all of the matches are happening because of algorithms running behind the scenes. You're at the workplace, you apply for a loan, there's an algorithm behind the scenes that's deciding whether your mortgage application is approved and what's the interest rate you will pay. If you apply for a job, there's a resume screening algorithm that is looking at the resume, looking for certain keywords, and then deciding whether you get invited for a job interview. They're even making life and death decisions today. Mm-hmm. So doctors are using algorithms to figure out, you know, personalized treatment options for patients based on their unique genetic information. Algorithms are used in courtrooms by judges to make sentencing decisions. So, you know, their control and impact on our lives couldn't be any greater.
Yeah, they're pretty pervasive. I mean, you know, the fact that we don't need a Yenta anymore, that we can rely on an algorithm to tell us who we should marry. Boy, you know, the Yentas are revolting all over the country here right now, Karthik, I got to tell you. But seriously, though, and as you say, you know, in medical analysis, if they're using these algorithms and we're going to a national healthcare system, you know, they can make some decisions saying, well, the algorithm doesn't look good for, you know, your survivability here. And so we're going to cut short any prescription of drugs and service to you because according to the algorithm, your life expectancy is not there that it deserves treatment or expense, right?
Yeah, when algorithms are making life and death decisions, you know, the stakes are very high. And listen, don't get me wrong, mostly these algorithms are creating a lot of value because they can speed up decision making in the medical setting, they can free up a doctor's time to focus on the more complicated cases, they can guide the doctor in analyzing a lot of data, and in other settings as well, they help the decision makers a lot. Mm-hmm. But what we're also seeing is that they have limitations, that they can sometimes be prone to biases. For example, in 2016, a study by ProPublica showed that algorithms used in courtrooms in the U.S. had a race bias. Last year, there was a news story in Reuters about resume screening algorithms having a gender bias. And there have been, of course, stories like Facebook's newsfeed algorithms having this problem at detecting fake news, at least back in 2016.
Right.
And, you know, we've heard many such stories. And so we're now starting to see that these algorithms have limitations as well. And that's why we need to take it seriously, because algorithms are entering more and more important spheres of our life. They'll be investing our money. They will be driving cars. And they're, of course, also influencing treatment options.
Exactly. Well, Karthik, I meant to ask you this earlier, you know, for our audience sake, because we hear a lot about algorithms. Can you simplify what an algorithm is?
Absolutely. So algorithm is a term that is named after Al Gore, its inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just kidding here. No connection to Al Gore.
He had some of the audience just fall over and go, where's my button? I got to change the channel. It's just a joke, little climate change joke here, ladies and gentlemen. No problem. I know. I love that. You're very funny. Okay, go ahead.
Well, algorithms, quite simply, it's a term that refers to a series of steps a computer program or software follows to get a task done.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, to make an omelet, I follow a series of steps. Now, you could call it an omelet recipe, but the computer scientist in me will call it an omelet algorithm.
Right.
It's no different when a software application needs to figure out which music or which movies to recommend to you. There's a set of steps it follows. It looks at what you've looked at in the past. It finds other people who like that, and it says, what else have they liked that you haven't seen? That's people who watch this also watch these other movies. And
right.
That's a set of steps it follows, and that is the algorithm. A driverless car needs to drive. It needs rules. It needs a set of steps it follows in order to figure out when to brake, when to speed, when to change lanes. And that sequence of steps is the algorithm in that driverless car.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you kind of joked about Al Gore, just to go back just a moment. Knowing Al Gore, what he's done in the past, because he claims anything he can claim, it's his. you might have been joking, but he's probably running off to see, okay, how can I own that? Because, you know, my name is in that algorithm, so maybe I'm the one that found it. I created it. Somehow I inspired it years ago. But, you know, and it's interesting, Kartik, because I would tell people during training sessions, you know, if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. And so just like, you know, a recipe for success and, you know, gaining wealth and prosperity, there are certain things that that must happen in order for you to end up where it is that you're hoping to end up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some steps one must follow. And, you know, in our personal lives, we all do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're creating software that's trying to achieve some purpose, there must be some steps the software has to follow as well. And so that's where the algorithm comes from. But interestingly, it used to be the case that for algorithms to work, all of the steps the algorithm follows were determined by a human programmer, an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the old way of doing things. And that has changed since artificial intelligence or AI has advanced. And one of the main reasons that has changed is that it's very hard for us to come up with all the rules that expert human uses when making decisions. So, for example, if I were to ask you, Bill, give me all the rules for driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
We can spend hours together, and maybe you can come up with some really good rules,
mm-hmm.
and I can use those rules to make a car drive, maybe for 5 minutes, but it'll soon run into some issue because you didn't think of some situation it's going to run into.
Correct.
It's really hard to come up with the rules. A doctor, you ask them, give me all the rules for diagnosing a disease, it's extremely hard for them to come up with those rules as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so where we've gone now is we've said, okay, if it's hard to come up with all the rules, can a system learn those rules on its own by looking at data?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of asking doctors to give me the rules, I will give an AI system data on 100,000 patients and what symptoms they walked in with and what was the diagnosis a doctor gave.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, now just learn the patterns on your own. Or I would say, here's video of 100,000 people driving, and just see the patterns and learn on your own when to brake, when to speed, and when to change lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how modern algorithms are working. And so they're relying a lot on data. And so sometimes if there's biases in the data, they pick up those biases as well. So if there's a problem in the data that's given to them, then they pick up those problems as well. And then we end up with algorithms that are not perfect.
I think the opportunity, as you say, and the benefit of all this is that, you know, it really is incumbent upon mankind to use this as a tool to be better as a result of the algorithms, not necessarily put their heels on the desk and let the machines take over, right? Because then we could have some chaos that takes place. How I see this is much the same way as when computers entered the marketplace, is that, you know, they tried to tell us it was going to replace time. It really didn't. It just allowed us to operate at a higher level of intellect and efficiency. And our algorithms are the same thing here.
Algorithms are the same in the sense that we want to be able to use them for decisions, but at the same time, we shouldn't completely lose control and become very passive about it. A lot
mm-hmm.
of us have become passive in terms of how we use technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important that we cannot be so passive. You have to understand at some level what's going on inside this black box. And companies should give us some information. What kind of data are being used when they're making decisions about job applications? Even informing us that an algorithm made the decision to not invite you.
Right.
And it was based on decision, not just on what you provided in the job application, but
mm-hmm.
we looked at your social media posts as well. So some of those inputs are very important.
Exactly.
Transparency is needed, and we need to become more deliberate about it.
Well, Kartik Hosanagar has been our guest. Thank you.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.